Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Despite my record and despite my vision for the city, which I think is the right vision, there are still whispers about this cloud hanging over my head, this investigation into my fundraising. 3 years of investigating. They've wiretapped my phones for 18 months. They've reviewed a million documents and messages. They've interrogated thousands of my supporters. And yet, what do they have to show for it? It's time to put up or shut up already, because I've got an election to win.
John Liu, New York City Comptroller, recognized the voice. After the mayoral candidates forum that I moderated last week, the story that most of the media decided to report was about that moment in the closing statement. Comptroller John Liu defying the U.S. Attorney's Office to either indict him for campaign finance fraud, as they've indicted two of his fundraising aides, or clear him so he can run for mayor without the cloud of suspicion hanging over his head, but with no accusation. This actually came up twice during the forum, and I'm going to play the other moment, too, before we talk about it. It was prominent there in his closing statement at the very end. But the first time was early on when we were going down the row giving each candidate 90 seconds to talk about their campaign donors and to describe their opponent's donors in any way they choose, because we think campaign finance is really important to whether candidates are going to be responsive to different groups of New Yorkers. So here is John Liu's 90-second response on that.
The so-called experts say that the vast majority of political contributions in the city of New York come from people in Manhattan between 14th Street and 96th Street. Let me tell you where my contributions don't come from. They largely do not come from that area. In fact, I've got the smallest amount of contributions from that area compared to my Democratic rivals. I also have the smallest amount of contributions coming from real estate developers and interests. I've got the lowest average contributions of my donor base. I've got the most number of first-time donors to any political campaign. I'm very proud of that fact. And now let me say this. I, like pretty much everybody in this city, unless you're a billionaire, you've got to raise funds to run a political campaign. But I have two things that distinguish myself from every other candidate. Number one, I do not accept contributions from people who do business with the city of New York. I think it's unethical, and therefore I do not do it. Number two, unlike all my predecessors and comptrollers from the state and all around the country, I do not solicit political contributions from Wall Street or anybody who wants to do business with the pension funds. And yet, with the high ethical bars that I've set, I think I'm the only candidate who's got an FBI investigation into his fundraising.
So
let me say this. I'm proud of my fundraising.
All right. And he ran out of time and I was cutting him off. Comptroller and mayoral hopeful John Liu at the mayoral forum I moderated last week at the First Corinthian Baptist Church in East Harlem, sponsored by the Community Service Society and other groups. Michael Howard Saul from the Wall Street Journal's Greater New York section was there covering it and has written about the Liu investigation. Hi, Michael. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
First, can you fact check some of the claims that he was making in that clip we just played? Does he have different ethical standards for who he will accept campaign donations from the other candidates in the way that he was listing?
He says that he does. I think we're still looking at whether or not that is true. But I am unaware that anything that he said is incorrect or false. So, you know, at this point, we certainly would take him at his word. But we certainly and other media and as he mentioned, the FBI are looking very closely at his disclosure reports.
And some of the press reported Liu's comments like he had never said anything like that before, but 6 weeks earlier, you had written an article about Liu where he told you basically the same thing. He wanted prosecutors to indict him or clear him. So was there anything for you that was new about the way he did it last week at the forum?
Well, I guess I think the language that he used was certainly bold by saying to federal prosecutors, either put up or shut up. That's kind of poking the tiger. And the story that you mentioned that I published 6 weeks earlier, I think I was quoting a surrogate for him, a council member who used a similar phrase that the federal government should either fish or cut bait. Mm-hmm. And I think what was interesting about the forum that you moderated was, you know, here you have a candidate who is running for mayor. You have an FBI investigation into his fundraising operation. And of all the people on the stage, the only person who is bringing this up is John Liu, the person who's being investigated. And I guess for him, and I guess for his campaign, he has come to the conclusion that at this point, you know, a good number of people in New York already know about this, and he's almost turning it into a joke and making it seem as if he is being persecuted by these federal investigators, saying, look, this has been going on for years and years, and you have been tapping my phone, and at the end of the day, you know, you haven't charged me with any crime. So he's hoping at some point that someone from the U.S. Attorney's Office will clear him and say that the investigation is over. Not sure that that's about to happen, though.
We called the U.S. Attorney's Office yesterday for a response in advance of this segment, and they would only say no comment. But is that fair? I mean, if they have this years-long investigation going and they have Liu under this cloud but with no indictment, why do they get to play so coy as to say nothing either way through a whole mayoral campaign if they so choose?
I guess that's the power of the U.S. Attorney's Office. You really don't have mayoral candidates and folks in New York City telling the U.S. Attorney what to do. That said, I mean, let's keep in mind here: two people who are connected to him have been charged with crimes. His campaign treasurer has been indicted, and a fundraiser for his campaign has also been indicted, and both of them face trial in federal court. But you're right. In terms of the candidate himself, there is this cloud over his head, as he said. And when you call the U.S. Attorney's Office and ask them to comment on where things stand with the mayoral candidate, the response is no comment.
And your January 14th article quoted Liu's attorney, Paul Scheckman, who said they have not received a target letter from the federal government notifying him that he's a target of a federal probe. And I don't know what that means. Does the absence of a target letter mean he's not even under investigation? I guess it doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I don't think it means that. I do think that some folks do receive target letters letting them know that they are, that they are in the crosshairs. Obviously, he has not received one, but I think it's pretty clear given the vast amount of information that has come out through the indictments of these two people and court papers that have been filed that the FBI and investigators in the U.S. Attorney's Office have been looking very, very closely at the candidate himself, and I think all things point to that the investigation has centered around him. But at the end of the day, he has not been charged with a crime.
So, listeners, what do you think of John Liu as a potential mayor? And do you have any sympathy for his call for prosecutors to put up or clear him of campaign fraud because there is now a campaign season underway? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show as we're talking about this with Michael Howard Saul, City Hall and political reporter for the Greater New York section of the Wall Street Journal. And maybe you could remind us of who exactly has been indicted, who works for or worked for John Liu's campaign, and for what exactly?
Sure, happy to do that. The first person who was arrested, and I believe this was, if I'm remembering correctly, the fall of 2011, and his name is Oliver Pan, and he is was, I should say, a fundraiser for John Liu. And basically, he has been accused of using straw donors, which means he was reimbursing folks who said that they were donating to the campaign. And when folks use straw donors, it's a way of getting around campaign finance laws that prohibit a single donor from contributing more than $4,950 to a citywide campaign. So what happens in these types of situations, you have, you know, somebody who wants to contribute, you know, $16,000 or $20,000 or whatever the money is, and you find a bunch of folks who are these straw donors who then donate the amounts that are legal, and then the big fundraiser, the person who is actually spending the money, then will reimburse these other people.
Yeah.
And he was caught on FBI wiretap doing this, and has been charged with this crime. And then the other person who is charged, who is actually very close to John Liu, is his former campaign treasurer. Her name is Jenny Howe, and she has been accused of, I guess, facilitating this
straw donor operation. Uh-huh.
And she's also been accused of impeding the investigation into the controller's fundraising operation.
And neither trial has begun yet. When are they expected?
Well, the trial was supposed to start in February, but there was a medical situation with Mr. Pan, and it was delayed. And forgive me, but I think it is now tentatively scheduled for April. But his medical situation prevented the trial from moving forward, so it's a couple months delayed.
So, what are some of the scenarios you can see playing out? For example, if they're acquitted, good for Liu. He'll get to do a victory lap and tell the world, "I told you so." But these fundraisers, one an actual employee, one being tight with him, could also be found guilty, or a treasurer and a fundraiser, to be accurate, could also be found guilty, but with no evidence presented at trial that Liu himself knew of their campaign finance fraud. Do you see that as possible?
That's certainly within the realm of possibilities. I mean, Mr. Liu is spoken out quite vehemently on behalf of his former treasurer, Ms. Howe, and says that he believes that she's done nothing wrong. He said that he believes the campaign has done nothing wrong. So if indeed the feds are moving forward with this case and believe that they have enough evidence to get a conviction, and should she be convicted, that certainly is not going to look good for Mr. Liu and his mayoral prospects.
Tedla in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tedla.
Yes, good morning, Brian. I have a nice word to say about John Liu. John Liu in our school area, he's always comes forward and helping whenever parents demand after school activities, or be it a tennis tournament, or come into class surprising the kids and challenging them. He's a very decent man. If there is any suspicion of fraud, he cannot go on forever. They have either to charge him or shut up, and he should campaign without this cloud hanging over him.
Right. And you,
I hope he will come clean. But until the federal indictment is removed from him, how could he run for a mayor with this suspicion? So he is right. Either charge me or just leave me alone and let him do. And I know that he's a very decent man, a very humble person, and we love him very much. That I want to say about him.
Tedla, thank you very much. Tedla, who, as he says, was in John Liu's district when Liu was a city councilman. So I guess Tedla found him active on promoting school issues and sports issues, as he was saying. Steve in Santa Monica, you're on WNYC. Steve, are you just kind of peering in from California on our crazy politics, or are you from New York?
I am from New York, and I listen to your show every morning streaming.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I think I was listening to John Liu's statements, and I think if it's any indication of the man, it is extraordinarily reckless to make a statement like that, to challenge federal prosecutors. And that is the last person that any voter in New York should elect. I mean, federal prosecutors, the federal government has an endless supply of funds to take him on. Endless. I mean, they have far more resources at their disposal than he does. And, I mean, he would have been better off picking a fight with Big Tobacco. It is, and it's so dangerous what he did. They can take years to do this, literally years. And it's like a, you know, to try to be the tough guy on the block against federal prosecutors, stupid.
Steve, thank you. And that was really a political analysis, Michael, that Steve was giving. But I think that politically, Lou was not really trying to pressure the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, into doing something or getting off the pot, because you probably can't pressure the U.S. attorney to do something like that. So politically, what he was doing was trying to whip up his base and draw attention to his claims of innocence, because casually the public has heard stories about these other two people associated with him being indicted and so think he's under a cloud. So I don't actually think he was talking to the U.S. attorney. I think he was talking around the U.S. attorney to voters. What do you think?
I think you're correct. I mean, I think he's just trying to give this public impression that he has nothing to hide, that he is innocent, that he didn't do anything wrong, and that he has been the subject of this investigation for a very long period of time. He has not been charged, and I think he wants to give voters the impression that he has been treated unfairly, and I guess we'll see whether or not that kind of messaging is going to work.
David in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Yes, I hope you can understand me. I have the flu. So, but anyway, there's an old expression that if you lie down with dogs, you come up with fleas. There's the fact that he's been associated with not one, but two, you know, very corrupt, you know, criminal people does not bode well for, you know, for him as as a political candidate, let alone mayor.
David, you're one of the most important demographics of the show at this time of day, and that is the homesick. So I'm glad you're tuning in today. But, you know, people could turn around what you said about lying with dogs and you get fleas as saying, yeah, maybe, but you don't really want to saddle somebody with guilt by association either.
Well, no, you don't. But the thing is, if he has, but these are people who work closely with him, and these are people he chose so if he has that poor judgment that he associates himself with people who are so corrupt, I mean, how can he be an effective mayor?
Thank you for your call, David.
I might point out, to be fair here, both of these defendants in this case have pleaded not guilty. Both of them have said that they have, you know, publicly in court have said that they have not committed any wrongdoing. And one of them, Oliver Pan, who is a fundraiser for Mr. Liu, is not somebody who the controller and his aides say is somebody who is very closely involved in the campaign. But certainly his treasurer is somebody who was a close aide of the controllers.
Right. And so fair to point out their closeness, and also fair to point out that they have pleaded not guilty. So officially, we don't know if they've actually done it.
Correct.
Before you go, and as we begin to run out of time, one other thing that I realized moderating the candidates forum last week, beyond how I had understood it before, John Liu has a base out there. The crowd that night was kind of a labor activist crowd, I would characterize it as. And they were hooting and hollering for Liu all night as he staked out the most populist liberal positions. But I'm not out on the campaign trail all the time. You are much more frequently. Have you seen that kind of response to him before?
I have seen that response to him before. It was certainly acute at the forum that you moderated, but I have been to a number of forums with the controller, and he seems to do quite well with crowds, and he certainly does have a base out there, and there are a lot of people out there who are fans and admirers, and he was elected to serve 8 years at the New York City Council, was elected to citywide citywide office. He has been very successful in electoral politics. Running for mayor is obviously vastly different from any of the positions that he's run for before. There's a whole lot more scrutiny, and it's just a different race. But you're right. I mean, there is no question that there is a contingent of folks out there who are very supportive of the controller.
If they took a poll in the room, he would have won, I'm sure. And he's running on trying to out grassroots all the other Democrats. An $11.50 minimum wage when they say $9, abolish stop and frisk when they say reform it, end tax subsidies to corporations that promise to keep jobs in the city. The other candidates say be more careful about doling them out, things like that. Could you see, if we, for the moment, take away this cloud, this ethical cloud, if it gets cleared, could you see a path to the Democratic nomination running that way?
Well, I mean, it's certainly early. It's certainly early in the campaign, and right now the polls do not show him leading. And there's just, you know, a whole lot of ifs in there. I think that there has been some significant damage to his campaign, even though he has not been charged, and even if the U.S. attorney were to go before the cameras tomorrow and say, you know, we've closed our investigation and we are not going to be filing charges against him, I still think it's going to be a tough road ahead, and this battle for the Democratic nomination is going to be very, very hotly contested. But I do think there are campaigns out there who think underestimating John Liu is a mistake.
Michael Howard Saul, City Hall reporter for the Metro section, the Greater New York section of the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how newly discovered texts might change the New Testament. Stay tuned.